In the beginning was the voice of Father. Amaleth, whispering close to her mother's belly while her mother slept, and then singing to her the long songs of the past, songs of the Glen of Dunlaith, and of the castle, and of where they would sometime come together, and how she would be born knowing all that Father knew. It is our way, he said to her in the fast language, which others could not understand. To others it sounded like humming or whistling. It was their secret tongue, for they could hear syllables which ran too fast for the others to grasp. They could sing out to each other. Amaleth could almost do it, almost speak. Amaleth, my darling. Amaleth, my daughter. Amaleth, my mate. Father was waiting for her. She had to grow fast and grow strong for Father. When the time came, Mother had to help her. She had to drink Mother's milk. Mother slept. Mother cried. Mother dreamed. Mother was sick. And when Father and Mother quarreled, the world trembled. Amaleth knew dread. But Father always came after, singing to her, reminding her that the words of his song were too rapid for Mother to comprehend. The melody made Amaleth feel as if the tiny round world in which she lived had expanded, and she was floating in a place without limits, pushed hither and thither by Father's song. Father said poetry which was beautiful, especially words that rhyme. Rhymes made a thrill pass through Amaleth. She stretched her legs and her arms, and turned her head this way and that. It felt so good, the rhymes. Mother didn't talk to Amaleth. Mother wasn't supposed to know that Amaleth was there. Amaleth was tiny, said Father, but perfectly formed. Amaleth already had her long hair. But when Mother talked, Amaleth understood her. When Mother wrote, Amaleth saw the words. Amaleth heard Mother's frequent whisper. She knew that Mother was afraid. Sometimes she saw Mother's dreams. She saw the face of Michael. She saw fighting. She saw Father's face as Mother saw it, and it made Mother sad. Father loved Mother, but Mother made him fiercely angry. And when he struck Mother, Mother suffered, even falling, and Amaleth screamed or tried to scream. But Father always came after while Mother slept and said Amaleth must not fear, that they would come together in the circle of stones at Dunlaith. And then he told stories to her of the old days, when all the beautiful ones had lived on an island, and it was paradise, before the others and the little people had come. Sad and sorrowful the weakness of humans and the tragedy of the little people. And is it not better that all be driven from the earth? I tell you the things I know now, and things that were told to me, he said. And Amaleth saw the circle of stones, and the tall figure of Father as he was now, strumming the strings of the harp. Everyone was dancing. She saw the little people hiding in the shadows, spiteful and angry. She did not like them. She did not want them to steal down into the town. They loathe us instinctively, said Father of the little people. How can they not? But they do not matter now. They are only a lingering from dreams which failed to come true. Now is the hour for Amaleth and Father. She saw Father in the old days with his arms outstretched. This was Christmas, and the glen was filled with snow. The Scots pines were close. Hymns rose from the people. Amaleth loved the rise and fall of the voices. There was so much she must see and learn later on. If we are separated, my beloved, come to the glen at Dunlaith. You can find it. You can do this. People are searching for Mother, people who would divide us. But remember, you will be born into this world knowing all you need to know. Now can you answer me? Amaleth tried, but she could not. Teltos, he said, and kissed Mother's belly. I hear you, darling. I love you. And while Mother slept, Amaleth was happy, because when Mother woke, Mother would cry. You think I wouldn't kill him in an instant? Father said to Mother. They were fighting about Michael. I would kill him just like that. You leave me, and what makes you think that won't happen? Emeleth saw this person, Michael, whom mother loved and father did not. Michael lived in New Orleans in a great house. Father wanted to go back to the great house. He wanted to possess it. It was his house, and it made him deeply angry that Michael was there. But he knew he must bide his time. Emeleth had to come to him, tall and strong. There had to be the beginning. He wanted them to come together in the glen at Dunlaith. Beginning was everything. There was nothing if there was no beginning. Prosper, my daughter. Taltos. No one lived in Dunlaith anymore, but they would live there. Father and Emeleth and their children. Hundreds of children. It would become the shrine of the beginning. Our Bethlehem, he whispered to her. And that would be the beginning of all time. It was dark. Mother cried against the pillow. Michael, Michael, Michael. Emeleth knew when the sun rose. The color of everything brightened, and she saw Mother's hand high above her, dark and thin and immense, covering the whole world.